You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, the Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. God is moving. Amen. Yes, God is doing great things, and we want you to meet us tonight. Amen. Ooh. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center in Melbourne, Florida. Praise God. Amen. Pastor Joseph Orange is ready to deliver the word of God. Oh, I want you to come on out 8 p.m. And then on Friday night, amen, Evangelist Sheila Cochran is going to be leading in prayer, 4 hours of prayer, praying for the nation, praying for the country, praying for, amen, the churches. You don't want to miss it. Come on and let God bless you. Come on, let God bring you deliverance, because God has a deliverance for you. God has a deliverance for your life, your soul, your mind, your body, and your spirit. And then on Sunday at 11:30 a.m., Pastor Joseph again is going to be preaching the word of God. God is going to be ministering. God is going to send his anointing, and God is going to bless. Come on out and let the Lord bless you, because God has a blessing in store for you with your name written on it. But you got to come in order to get it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to know God is doing it. Amen. And you must look, amen, to God. Look to him.
Yes.
He's the God of your salvation. He's the God of your help, and he can do anything. Now, amen, Evangelist Sheila Cochran was here last week. I'm telling you, she had a word. Amen. Praise God. And everywhere they've been talking about it. Today, guess what? She is back. Hallelujah. And God's going to use her in a mighty way, preaching the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist Cochran.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You. This is the day that the Lord has made. And how about it? We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what's going on in this world. We're going to rejoice. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God, and be glad in it. Turn with me quickly to the Bible. God dropped this word in my spirit. Hallelujah. And he said, I want you to tell the people this. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Exodus. Exodus, the 14th chapter.
Oh, my
Exodus 14. God got a word for his people on today. Because, hallelujah, you got to stand still. You better know that God is God. Hallelujah. I don't care what calamity come upon this world. God wants you to know, he wants you to stand still. And fear not, because he is God. Start reading for me at the first verse. Hallelujah.
And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying,
yes,
speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Megiddo and the sea, over against Baalzephon, before ye shall encamp by the sea.
Now here we have the children of Israel coming out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of bondage.
Yes.
And bondage is a state of being enslaved, constrained, or under the control of another, either physically, spiritually, or morally. And how many of you know that in this season, in 2025 and beyond, God is bringing his people out of every bondage that you're in. Every bondage that's holding you back from freely serving the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what type of bondage you're in. God say, tell the people in 2025 and beyond, God say you're coming out. Don't you worry about what's going on in your life. Don't you worry about what's going on in this world. God say that you're coming out of the land of Egypt. Keep reading for me, Apostle.
Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in.
Hallelujah. Keep
and
reading.
I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts. But the Egyptian may know that I am the Lord. And they did so.
Oh, hallelujah. And how many of you know the enemy on today think that he have you trapped?
Oh, yeah.
He said, look at them. They think they are free. And not knowing when the word of God said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. But the enemy is saying, look, I'm going to tell them and let the doctor say that they have this.
Yes.
And I'm going to let the doctor tell them that they got that.
Yes,
trying to, hallelujah, make you feel like, oh, you're not free. I'm going to trap you right back where you was before. They got your children want to act up all kind of ways. The enemy wants you to feel like that you're trapped and there's no way out. Hallelujah. And I'm going to make these bills so high that they ain't going to look at nothing but the bills.
Come on.
But God is telling you today, glory to the Lamb of God, whom God has set free. You're going to be free indeed. The enemy is trying to make you think that you're trapped in this situation. But how many of you know you got to lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help? Don't you dare listen to what the doctors say. Don't you dare look at how the bills are piling up. Don't you dare look at how the children is cutting up. The Bible said, call those things that be not as though they were. And I don't care what situation this world is going in. Tsunamis may come. Earthquakes may come.
It's happening.
Volcanoes may explode.
It's happening.
But don't you dare look at that situation because God, glory to the Lamb, he's in control. Keep reading, Apostle. We got to get out of here.
The king of Egypt, that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people.
Yeah.
And they said, why have we done this, that we have left, that we have let Israel go from serving us?
Oh, glory. The enemy is upset now. upset now that you're serving God.
All right.
He's going to try to every trick and every scheme in the book.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, to make you turn back. But how many of you know it won't work?
Yes,
because Isaiah 59 says,
come
59
on.
And
come
19
on.
Says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And when God lift up a standard, it signifies he's taking action against every adversary, every opposition, and particularly when his people are facing overwhelming challenges. So I don't care what's coming up in your life. I don't care what situation you're facing. It seems like that, Lord have mercy, a flood is coming over me, and I can't get out of this. But the Spirit of the Lord God is raising up a standard against the enemy, and God is coming to your rescue. So don't you dare worry about what you're going through. God is raising up standard against him. Drop on down, Apostle, to the 10th verse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptian marched after them, and they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord.
Listen, don't you dare lift up your eyes and see what the enemy is doing. Be like David said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help come from God.
From
it
God.
Don't come from man.
Come
it
on.
Don't come from the job.
Come
it
on.
Don't come from the bills.
Hey,
it don't come from the doctor. But you better lift up your eyes unto the hills. But when cometh your help? Glory to the look at Peter when he was walking on the water. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he stayed afloat. But the minute he looked at how the wind was blowing, how the waves was crashing, he looked at that, then he began to sink. And God wants you to know today, don't you dare look at, I see the enemy, he's coming after us, and don't you be afraid.
Come on,
but you better trust in the Lord and do good. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Read on, Apostle.
And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness?
Jesus.
Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt.
Keep on reading.
Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, ooh, that we may serve the Egyptians?
Oh,
for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.
Listen, isn't that just like the world today?
Huh? Yes,
they are seeing all this calamity that's going on in this world,
yes,
and they still don't want to serve God.
Yes.
They are basically saying, leave us alone. Oh, God, and let us alone, that we may serve and do whatever we want to do. But how many of you know you're not your own? Jesus gave up the ghost. He gave up his life for the sins of this whole world. We've been bought with the price, and that with the blood of Jesus. So I don't care, hallelujah, how grown you may look. I don't care if you're paying your own bills. I don't care if you're taking care of yourself. You're not your own. You've been bought with the price. With the precious blood of Jesus. That's just like the Israelites said, look, Moses, you done got us out here in the wilderness to die. Hallelujah. Leave us alone and let us stay in bondage. That's what the world want to do. They want to stay in bondage.
Come on.
Thinking they're having a good time. The Bible said only the way of the transgressor is hard. When you take on Jesus' yoke, said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon thee, and learn of me. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The world wants you to think you're going out there dropping it like it's hot. You're going out there a little tiny for the body.
Come on.
A little smoke ain't no joke. Glory to you. You better come out from among them and be ye separated and touch not the unclean thing. And God say he'll be your God.
Yes,
and you're going to be his people. I don't care. Go ahead and tell me, leave us alone. Let us do whatever we want to do. Isn't that this alternative lifestyle? Saying, leave us alone.
Yes,
God, people want to do what they want to do. Saying, leave us alone. How you going to tell the one that created you to leave you alone? God created you. God made you in his image and in his likeness.
Yes,
he gives you the free will to do what you want to do. But you better take that chance. You better take that opportunity to do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Keep reading for me, Apostle.
Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptian whom you've seen today, you shall see them again no more forever.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Regardless of what's going on in your life, regardless of what's going on in this world, the Lord is telling you on today, fear not, and stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Listen, you're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live, glory to the Lamb of God, to see how God is going to bring you out. You're going to live to see God turn your situation around. You're going to live to see it happen. You're going to live to see your children saved. You're going to live to see your family delivered. You're going to live to see. But what you got to do, you got to stand still. Take your hands off of them. Take your hands out of the situation and let God deal with the situation. Too many times we try to aid God. We try to help out God. I feel like this is telling me to do this. This is telling me to say this. No, you be still, and you're going to see the salvation of God. Hallelujah. God is going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. I don't even care what it feel like. But God is telling you today, he don't want you to fear. Glory. Everything is going on. Tsunamis and volcanoes and eruptions is going on under seas. Over the seas. God don't want you to fear that. Why? Because the Egyptians, this bondage, this enemy that you're seeing today, you're not going to see it no more. This enemy of depression, you're not going to see it no more. This enemy of depression, you're not going to see it no more. This enemy that's bothering your children, you're not going to see it no more. This enemy of the bills, you're not going to see it no more. This enemy of sickness in your body, you're not going to see it no more. Because why? right, because the word of God declare, greater is he that's on the inside of me than he that's in the world. So I don't care what's going on in this world. God is going to see you through. Because why? This enemy, this what it is, an enemy have did this. This enemy that you see, you're not going to see it no more. Yes. Why? Because the spirit of the Lord God, he's raising up a standard against him. And you don't have to be afraid today. Oh, glory to God, what the doctor said. You don't have to be afraid today of how your children acting. You don't have to be afraid today because the bills are all piled up. And it seems like your back is against the wall. And you don't know what to do. What God wants you to do, just humble yourself and cry out to the Lord. Just like David said, this poor man cried. And the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all of his trouble. Don't you dare let the enemy put you up against the wall. You better start fighting. You better stand still and say, Lord, this is not my battle, but it's the Lord's battle. And that's what's going on. Too many people this day is trying, hallelujah, to take on the battle. They fight battles that God didn't even put them in.
Right.
That God don't even want you to fight.
God
is telling you today, he wants you to stand still.
Yes, sir.
And not look through your natural eyes. But you better
God.
Look through the eyes of faith. You better look and say, hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes,
the evidence of things not seen.
That's it.
I don't care if you don't see it.
Come on.
I don't care if
Come
it's
on.
Not looking like it.
Yo,
I don't care if it's not feeling like it. But you better look through the eyes of faith.
Hey,
because God is moving. Because why? Because he said this very enemy that you see on today, you're not going to see him no more.
Amen.
And listen, he don't want you to fear. Fear is of the devil.
That's right.
The Bible said perfect love casts out all fear.
All of it. That's it.
You know how you love that woman and that man, that boy, that girl. You know how you love them so much.
That's it.
I don't care if they no good, you still love them.
Oh,
and you believe everything they say.
Uh-oh.
And nobody can't tell you nothing. That person ain't right for you. You don't care. Why? Because you love them. Well, why not turn that love and love God the same way? Oh, hallelujah. That no good person, they tell you the sky is falling. And you be like, oh, I better take shelter because the fire got and fall on me. Well, why not trust God and believe what God said?
Yeah.
Trust in God and have that same love for him because he's the one that's going to bring you out. He is the one that's going to make a way for you.
Hallelujah.
And all he wants you to do now is just rest in him and know that I got you. Listen, God got you. He haven't brought you out in the wilderness, brought you out of bondage. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. And brought you. See, listen, when the children of Israel got to the Red Sea, Pharaoh's army was behind them, and the Red Sea was before them, and they didn't see no way out. But God told Moses, stretch out your rod, signifying God. Glory to the Lamb of God. If you don't see your way out, God, if you don't feel your way out, if you can't trust him, he wants you to trust him. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God, because that very enemy that you're seeing on today, I'm talking about today,
enemy that you saw today,
glory, you're not going to see him no more. Why? Because the word of God told me to stand still and see the salvation of God. And then verse 14 tells us, it said, the Lord shall fight for you.
Uh-oh.
Just hold your peace.
Yes, sir.
Woo. God wants you to hold your peace.
That's it.
I don't care if a calamity come.
That's
God
right.
said, hold your peace.
Quiet.
See, listen, that's right, Apostle. God wants you to be quiet.
Oh,
a lot of people
God.
Got something to say in everything. God wants you to be quiet and hold your peace. Because this battle, you're not going to have to fight in it. Because the Lord is going to go before you and make all the crooked paths straight. Glory. This enemy that you see, you ain't gonna have to face him no more.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you put your trust,
you
put your dependence on God,
and
he's not gonna let you down.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said, they that trust in the Lord, he will not let you be ashamed. I don't care what's coming your way. I don't care what you're facing. They talked about you. You've been holding on for so long. You've been trusting God for a healing. Well, baby, I'm coming to tell you today, you better continue trusting
in
God. Because he's not going to let you be ashamed.
That's right.
If you're waiting, depending, and trusting in him, God is going to bring you out. Hallelujah. There's no need. No need to fight in this battle.
Yeah.
Because God tell me to tell you, the enemy that you see on today.
Yeah.
I don't care the children cutting up. Old husband cutting up. Wife cutting up.
Yes,
family cutting up. Bills are piled up.
Bye,
God, the bills are all piled up. Oh, body racking with pain. I don't care what you're dealing with.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this enemy. The enemy have done this. This enemy that you see on today.
Oh,
glory, you're not going to see him no more.
Yeah.
I don't care what situation you're facing.
I
don't care what trials are in your life.
Yeah.
This very enemy that you see on today.
Yeah.
You're not going to see him no more.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because God is making a way for you. God is opening doors for you.
Yeah.
God is going to come to your rescue.
Yeah.
And he's going to do it right early. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. This battle is not yours. But you better show God that I'm going to trust and I'm going to depend on you. God bless you.
Amen. I know you've enjoyed that word. Amen. Thank you, Overseer Deveron, who's watching. Amen. Pastor Andre. Praise the Lord. Amen. Evangelist Joyce. Hallelujah. Well, all of you, amen, that are watching this radio broadcast, thank you for watching it. Amen. And spread the word. Amen. Stand still to see the salvation of the Lord. For the enemy you see today, you're not going to see it no more. I don't care how sick you are. You're going to get well.
Woo.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care what way the devil's fighting you. You're coming out victoriously because you stood for God and you believe God's word. You that are not saved, I want you to know salvation is for you.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus, come that you may have life.
Woo.
I want to pray for you today. You lift your hands and say, Lord, come into my life. Save me and set me free.
Lord. Hallelujah.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for my sins, and he rose that I may live. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, God, I thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for my sins, and I receive him into my life and denounce Satan. Satan, I rebuke you now. You have no right. You have no power. You have no authority over me. Hallelujah. And get up from there and begin to praise God. Get up from there and begin to thank God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Get up from there. Hallelujah. And say, God, I believe you now. Amen. And you that are sick in your body, I decree a healing for your body in the name of Jesus. God, let them know they're healed when they get up. Let them know they're healed. When they stand up, let them know they're healed in the name of Jesus.
Thank
let them start praising you now. Let them start thanking you now, because I know that by, hallelujah, the stripes of Jesus,
hallelujah,
they are healed. Let them believe they are healed. Let them start praising God, and let them start rejoicing. And let them start thanking God for their healing.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil keep you, confused, thinking that you are not healed. You are healed.
When
I feel pain in my body, then you rebuke it.
That's right.
Rebuke you. I rebuke you, arthritis. I rebuke you, cancer. Amen. I rebuke every pain. You rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You have the authority, amen, to rebuke the devil. Praise God. You have power over the enemy.
Thank you,
amen, Lord. Because God has given you power over the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And decree your victory. Amen. And start praising God. Start thanking God.
Thank you,
amen. Because God is your healer. God is your deliverer. And I want us to do this. Amen. Do this to today. Sing this little bit of song. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. You know at the end you're gonna win. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. You know at the end you're gonna win. When you're burning down with the cares of life and your strength is gone, hold your head up high, cause God's right there when the battle's over.
When the battle's over.
Glory, when the battle's over.
When the battle's over.
We're going home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Won't be very long.
Hallelujah.
You're going to look for me.
Hallelujah.
And I'll be going home.
Hallelujah.
I'm going up to heaven.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to sing and shout.
Hallelujah.
Nobody's there.
Hallelujah.
Don't put me out.
Hallelujah.
Say, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why should I wait?
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 Hallelujah.
Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. You know at the end you're gonna win. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now.
Hallelujah.
You know at the end you're gonna win.
Listen, I want you to do this today. Get up. Get up. Amen. Hallelujah. Get your mind ready. Get your clothes ready. Amen. Hallelujah. And meet us at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Amen. 1500 Florida Avenue East. Amen. Hallelujah. Let God bless you. Yes. Let God move on your life.
Yes.
Amen. You get confused, a little confused. Amen. Put it in your GPS. Amen. 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And come on in Melbourne, Florida. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and be blessed. Come on and let God deliver you. There's a word for you.
Ooh.
And the man of God right now, hallelujah, glory to God, is in his spirit, is in his mind to deliver this word.
Ooh,
amen. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Ooh.
God is giving it to him.
Yes.
Amen. What to tell you, and you must listen. And when you listen, you are going to be blessed. Then come on out. Amen. Hallelujah. That time is 8 o'clock. Then come on out Friday night, 8 yes. o'clock again. Amen. The woman of God, Evangelist Sheila
yes.
Cochran, will be in prayer.
Oh,
praying. Amen. You can be praying with her 4 hours of prayer.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. God wants us to pray. If my people, which are called
Ooh.
By my name, would humble themselves and pray.
Oh,
seek my face. Amen. And turn from their wicked ways. Then I'll hear from heaven
hallelujah.
And I will heal the land.
Yes.
God is ready to heal the land.
Yes.
But you must pray. Great things are going to happen in this city. Great things are going to happen, amen, in this state.
Yes.
Let God bless you and come on out to receive your deliverance.
Ooh.
God sent us there to this city to bring you deliverance.
Yes.
There is hope. Amen. Hallelujah. There is hope in God. There's hope in the word of God.
Yes.
You got to rise up and come.
Yes.
Get in your car. Get on the bus. Amen. Get on the train. Whatever you got to do to get there and
come
be
on.
There tonight and to receive your deliverance, to receive your miracle, to receive your blessing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Then meet us again at Sunday. Sunday, 11:30 p.m.
Ooh.
The man of God is going to be there, Pastor Joseph, with a word from the Lord. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Let God speak to you through the word.
Amen.
Because you need a word. You need to hear from God. You need a preacher. You need a man of God,
Ooh.
A woman of God in your life. How can you hear without a
Come
preacher?
On.
You
Hallelujah.
Got to have a preacher
yes.
in your life.
Ooh.
You need a mentor. You need a leader. You need somebody that's going to help you.
Yes.
Come through in life
Ooh,
and be somebody.
Hallelujah.
And God has sent us your way for
yes.
your deliverance. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah for tuning in again.
Yes.
God
you.
Bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I want you to know you can rejoice in the word of God
yes.
because the word of God is true. Heaven
yes.
and earth shall
yes.
pass
Hallelujah.
Away. But he said, my word shall stand forever.
Yes.
You can always stand on the word of God.
Amen.
You can always lean on the word of God. You can always trust the word of God.
Amen.
And you can look to the word of God. I know you've been blessed
yes.
by the word of God from this woman of God,
Ooh,
Evangelist
God.
Sheila Cochran.
Ooh,
Amen.
Gosh.
Hallelujah. Meet her again next Thursday at the same time
Ooh,
so that God can give you another word
yes.
because God has anointed her for
Ooh,
this
gosh.
Broadcast.
Hallelujah.
And you
Thank
are going to be blessed.
Amen.
Love you and God bless you.
God bless you. We love you.